I want you to get into a comfortable position so you can begin to relax easily. Settle down and relax. Take a long, deep breath and exhale slowly. And as you breathe normally, just become more aware of the rhythm of your breathing. I want you to allow your hands to rest in a comfortable position, just resting on your lap or beside you, sitting or reclining or laying comfortably. Adjusting your body as necessary for your own comfort. And I want you to close those eyes down, taking another deep breath and exhaling slowly. That's good. And as you breathe normally, just becoming more aware of the rhythm of that breathing. Becoming aware of your hands and where they rest. Becoming aware that you're beginning to experience a sense of comfort, a sense of calmness, a sense of stillness, an inner peace. And you can hold on to that sensation as you may become aware of the sounds around you. And you know that those sounds, whether loud or barely even audible, those sounds are cooperating in helping you to relax and to be at ease and to be at peace. These sounds and any sounds you do hear are easing you into deeper relaxation. They're a part of all things. They belong here, and it's normal. Should you hear a phone ring or a door knock or people talk, you'll be able, if necessary, to blend in that sound too, into your own experience of relaxation. And of course, my voice will go with you as a guide. And should there be any other indication of an emergency, an indication of a need for you to respond quickly and consciously, you'll become alert immediately. And you'll be able to respond appropriately. But for now, you can just let go. Ease into that flow, the rhythm of your breathing, becoming more aware that as you breathe, your body becomes more and more relaxed. And your body seems to feel a little lighter, lighter and relaxed. Becoming more comfortable, more calm, or peaceful. Entering into a pleasant state of calm, quiet relaxation. You may at times feel like your body is asleep, and that only your mind is alert, and that's okay. The most important thing right now is your own inner reality. And as you allow yourself to become so much calmer, much more relaxed, your inner mind is getting ready now to help you to deal with that urge that you've had in the past. That urge when anxious, when stressed, or when you feel trapped, that urge to frequently empty your bladder. Because you really know that this urge wasn't a natural response, but instead a fear habit that began some time ago, quite possibly as the result of an old anxiety response, or something else. I wonder if you can allow your mind to gently wander back through time, to remember the earliest days when you used to experience that old problem of feeling the need to use the toilet before going out, or while out walking in an unfamiliar environment perhaps. Possibly there were so many other times, inappropriate times too. If you'd like to recall these older times, then you can do so, right here and now, as you remain calm and relaxed. There can be so many past experiences associated with the frequency of needing to urinate or empty your bowels. Mostly, these past experiences are associated with childhood, but not always. Some people are naturally a little curious, a little anxious when visiting different buildings, households, other locations. And these people like to know where the toilet is, just in case they need to go. You may have been consistently, yet quite innocently, reminded to use the bathroom as a child before going out shopping or on long journeys with caregivers or parents or siblings or anyone else who was around, in order to avoid having to seek public conveniences, maybe in the middle of a busy shopping expedition, or on a long car or a train journey. Nowadays, it may be while out with friends, or at a meal, or grabbing a coffee, or at a meeting, or before an appointment. All of these are natural responses. You might have your own unique memories from childhood or from the recent past. Maybe your memories are completely different to the examples I've just given. After all, it is a simple, natural bodily function. Nothing to be too concerned about. But when pressure is put upon you, or anyone else, that pressure may be felt in the bladder or anywhere else in the body. And as these past memories begin to surface, as they're allowed to spring to mind, perhaps you can begin to imagine a long strip of reel from an old film. You know those old films, where the film was wound around a reel, way before digital technology. Perhaps you can imagine this long strip of film, and maybe you can place those memories onto that film. Maybe your subconscious creative mind can begin to understand that until an old negative is properly developed, then it won't give a positive image. A photographer would take old negatives into a dark room, dip them in solvents and chemicals, ensuring that no light reached that negative until it was ready to develop, ready to change. And this process is a little like this. Your subconscious mind can develop those old hidden negatives and give glimpses of the positive intention that feeling the urge to go to the toilet had for you at one point. And perhaps you'll realize right now, or in a few hours, or perhaps a day or two, that whatever that old intention originally was, it has now changed. And you no longer have that constant urge to have to go to the toilet, as it's becoming less and less and less frequent, less necessary for you. As those memories gradually but rapidly develop, hold them up to the light. Examine them one by one. See those memories for what they are now. Old events, outdated responses that you no longer need, no longer want. And as you examine them, your subconscious mind can really begin to understand something that's very important to you, something from which you'll learn to trust yourself. Your bladder, it's a balloon-like organ, just like a balloon. It can stretch, giving it the capacity to hold on to urine until it's absolutely appropriate to be released. Urine leaves the body by flowing out of the bladder down the urethra. The junction between the bladder and urethra is opened and closed by a muscle known as a sphincter. When you decide you need to urinate, your brain tells this sphincter muscle to relax, opening the bladder-urethra junction. And when this happens, your bladder naturally contracts. It forces the urine down and out of your body. Your brain has been running your body since before you even emerged into this world. Even while you're fast asleep, it doesn't let you down. It either holds your urine in that bladder until absolutely appropriate and convenient. Your mind and body are interconnected. They work in harmony together. So you can allow them to do what they do best and trust in your subconscious mind. You find that more and more, you are simply forgetting that old anxious response, simply letting it go, feeling much calmer, much more relaxed, much more confident too. Every day allowing yourself to feel better, happier, more content, much more confident, empowered. As these suggestions simply get stronger and stronger, you'll find that in just a few days, perhaps even a week, you'll have completely released that old anxiety response. You may even have forgotten about it. And if it's brought back to your attention, well, it's just a thing of the past. And it's so easy to forget the things that are no longer important to us. Just like you had now forgot about what you ate for breakfast on the morning of your 10th birthday. Or perhaps the feeling of how shoes feel when they're on your feet. Or the temperature of the air outside right now. You forget the things that are no longer important. until I mention them. So what's important to you right now is this relaxed feeling and these positive changes that you are giving full permission to take place in the deeper part of your own mind. I'm going to be quiet for a few moments. And in the absence of my words, your subconscious mind can take the time that it needs to learn, to understand, and to adjust to everything that matters to you. Continue to enjoy these wonderful feelings long after this audio has ended. You can continue to enjoy these wonderful feelings after this audio is over. Confident now in the knowledge that your subconscious mind now takes care of whatever it needs to take care of. And when you're ready, I want you to count slowly from 1 to 5 in your mind and in your own time. Bring yourself back to normal, fully awakened, conscious awareness. When you reach the number 5, I want you to take a long, deep breath and open those eyes, allowing your mind and body to return feeling great and absolutely back in control.